Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
It is with great joy that can come and share with brothers and sisters this morning.
很高兴今天能和弟兄姐妹来分享神的话语。
My topic this morning is follow God wholeheartedly.
我今天早晨要讲信息的主题是专一跟从神。
The passage is from the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 24.
经文是民数记的14章24节。
Let us read it together.
让我们一起来读。
But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it. Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with a heart of thanksgiving.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们在你的面前献上我们的全心。
We recognize how much you care for us.
我们知道你是那么的在乎我们。
We also recognize how much you love us.
我们也知道你是那么的爱我们。
And It was because of this great love that you sent your one and only son.
因为这伟大的爱，你把你唯一的独生爱子送到这个世界上来。
Not only to become a man just like us.
不是只是因为像我们一样是人。
And he even died on the cross for our sins.
他甚至为了我们的罪死在了十字架上。
And therefore we recognize that you are indeed worthy of all our praises.
因此我们知道你是那值得我们敬拜的神。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will be among us this morning.
我们也祈祷你的圣灵在我们当中。
May you speak to each and every one of us.
用你的圣灵对我们每一个人讲话。
You know our hearts.
你知道我们的心。
You know our needs.
你也知道我们的需要。
So we pray that you will speak to us and to meet our needs.
我们求你跟我们讲话，也满足我们的需要。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. I want to start us off with a story that happened in the late 18th century.
我们的故事是从十八世纪的一个故事开始。
And this happened in Germany.
这个故事是发生在德国。
And there was this class of, I guess, this must have been, I guess, all boys schools.
我想那时候是一个只有男孩子上课的这么一个班级。
So with this group of all boys in elementary school,You can imagine how rowdy they can get.
我们可以想象一下，一个在小学的一个班级里面都是男生，可以想象一下有多吵哈。
So one day the teachers could not stand it anymore and decide to punish this group of kids.
有一天，老师觉得已经承受不了这些淘气的男孩子了，决定给他们一个小小的惩罚。
So he decided that he can help them add from one.All the way to 100.
所以老师决定让他们做算术题，从一加到一百。
And all the boys sat down and immediately start writing.
所有的男孩子他们就马上坐起来，拿起笔来开始算。
One plus two, equal to three. Three, add to that, you have six, and then add four, you have ten, and so forth and so forth.
一加二等于三。然后三加三等于六，六加四等于十，就一点一点往上加。
So everyone was working really, really hard.
每一个人都很认真的在那个地方算。
Except for one kid.
除了只有一个男孩子。
He was kind of just looking out the window and kind of, you know, glazing and wondering, you know, oh, and the teacher was kind of, you know, curious. What is this kid doing?
这个男孩呢，他什么也没有干，他也没有算，他就眼睛看着窗外，老师觉得这个孩子他到底在干什么呢
？And then in just a few minutes,
在几分钟，
The kid turned in his answer.
就花了几分钟时间，这个孩子已经把他的答案交给老师了。
Surprisingly, he was the only one that got the right answer.
很吃惊的是，他是唯一一个算出正确答案的孩子。
Many of you say, "Oh, that's not no big deal nowadays. You know, you can probably do this question, you know, in a couple of minutes or even less." Right, for most of you.
我们很多人说，哎呀，也没什么了不起的嘛，我们几分钟就能把它算出来了，在现在的这个时间段。
But you have to realize this happened in the late 1800s to a group of elementary school students.
那我们要意识到这个事情不是发生在现在，它是发生在18世纪末期，只是在那个小学的一群小学生在做这个题目。
So the teacher brought this kid over and asked him,How did you come up with the answer and also do it so quickly?
那老师就很诧异，他就把这个孩子叫到跟前来说，你到底是怎么算出来的？怎么这么快就得出答案了呢？
And the kid responded, say, well, I recognize that there must be a shortcut to solve this problem.
这个孩子说，我在想是不是有什么捷径可以很快的算出答案。
So he realized that if you add one,To 100, you get 101.
他发现那个规律就是，如果你把一和一百加起来，得到101。
99 plus 2 also 101.
那99和2加起来也得到101。
And so forth, he realized that there would be 50 pairs of 101s.
那他觉得按照这个规律的话，我们有50对的101。
Don't all scream out the answer, right? So he got the answer being 5,050.
先别大家别着急说出答案，但是他得出的答案是5,050。
And the teacher recognized that, hey, this kid is special.
那老师就觉得说啊，这个孩子非常的特别。
So he decided to give him extra tutoring after school.
那老师就决定给他放学之后呢，给他一些特别的辅导。
And this seven-year-old boy ended up being Carl Friedrich Gauss, one of the greatest mathematicians in the 19th century.
那这个孩子呢，长大以后他就成为了我们所说的数学王子。他的名字叫卡尔高斯。
Yeah, he was referred to as the prince of mathematicians.
那大家都叫他是数学的王子。
And sometimes we, even in our lives,We may come across some people that somehow they look at things differently.
那在我们的生活当中，我们也会遇到这样的人不知道怎么的，他们跟别人的看法就是有一些的不一样。
They seem to see things that most people kind of, you know, or don't see it that way or might have missed.
那有他们看事情的方式呢，和我们是不大一样，或者说我们根本没有朝那方面去想，但是他们想到了。
And this morning I want to kind of talk about a person in the Bible that kind of have that similar idea.
那今天早晨我就要讲圣经中的一个人物，就有点像高斯一样，是一个这样的人物。
Some of us might be familiar with the person Caleb.
那我们当中有一些人也许比较熟悉加勒这个人物。
And yeah, actually, if you read through the Bible, there are actually a lot of, you know, these little known big men throughout the Bible.
那在整个圣经当中呢，其实我们不是经常的讨论加勒这个人。
And these big men are not big because they're, you know, big and strong.
这个伟人呢，他不是说他长得很强壮。
But rather, they are.Big men or men of great faith.
那他呢？说他是伟人，是他是一个信心的伟人。
They themselves might be relatively unknown.
他们可能不是那么被我们熟知。
But in this case, we later on we find out that he was actually, you know, pretty much almost step by step like Joshua.
那我们会在后面的这个讲的当中呢，我们看他其实是一步一步的，是跟约书亚是差不多的。
Of course, we know who Joshua was.
那当然，我们很熟悉谁是约书亚。
He succeeded Moses to become the leaders of the Israelites.
那他是摩西之后的他们的以色列人的他们的领袖，他是领他们以色列人进迦南地的。
Sometimes, you know, and we all know the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
我们都知道希伯来书的十一章。
And often is referred to the hall being in the hall of faith heroes.
十一章里面讲到了很多的信心的伟人。
And sometimes we might feel that, well, how can I compare, you know, my faith with people, you know, like, you know, in Hebrews 11.
那我们经常会这样考虑，我们的信心怎么能和希伯来书十一章中那一些信心的伟人做相比的
？But Caleb was not listed in Hebrews 11.
那加勒这个人呢，他并没有在希伯来书十一章中被单独的列出来。
But still, he was a man of great faith.
那当然，其实加勒也是非常的一个很有信心的信心伟人。
So we hope that this morning, by looking at his life, we learn to also have a faith like him.
那我们今天早晨通过看加勒的一生，知道我们是不是也可以像他一样做一个有信心的人。
Since not everyone unnecessarily might be familiar with the story of Caleb, I'll provide some background for us.
那也许我们当中不是每个人都很熟悉加勒的故事，那我今天早晨会给大家一些的背景。
Basically, if you remember, the Israelites were slaves in Egypt for over 400 years.
那我们知道以色列人他们在埃及被奴役400年。
They were badly mistreated and subject to harsh labor.
那他们被苦待，然后他们做了很多奴隶做的事情。
And to a point that they cry out to God for deliverance.
那他们就向神呼求，求神救赎他们。
God in his mercy heard their cry and sent Moses to deliver them out of Egypt.
那上帝充满了怜悯之心，听到了以色列人的呼求，就把摩西送到他们那里。
Of course, Pharaoh wasn't going to let them go so easily.
那当然法老不会让他们那么轻易的就离开。
And God showed his great power by sending 10 plagues upon the Egyptians. And finally, Pharaoh agreed to let them go.
那神大有能力降了十灾给埃及，所以最后埃及法老不得不让以色列人离开。
The place they were heading was a place where over 500 years earlier, God promised their ancestor Abraham that they will inherit this land.
那他们要去的这个地方，就是五百年前神应许亚伯拉罕要让他们所得的之地。
And they travel finally to this place called Kadesh Barnea.
那他们最后呢？他们来到了这个地方，就是巴兰旷野的加底斯。
And this place, if you think about it, is really a place of decision.
Place of what?
Making decisions.
那这个地方呢，就是他们需要做决策的时候的一个地方了。
Yes, they are right on the doorway of entering the promised land.
那这个地方呢，就是他们要进入最后应许之地的一个门口了。
But they have to make a decision whether to trust God and follow Him or not.
那他们就在这个地方要做一个决定，是不是要听从神的呼召进到这个地方去。
And the thing was that before they enter into the promised land, they decide to send some spies in to kind of spy out the place before they go in.
那他们要不要进去呢？他们还没有做决定，所以他们决定要派一些的探子去探究一下这个地方到底是个什么样子。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 20 through 22, that's where Moses kind of recount what had happened.
那在《申命记》的一章二十到二十二节，那摩西就是这样讲的。
And they were at the footstep, and God told them, Just go in and take possession of the land.
那他们到了这个地方，其实神就已经告诉他们说，你们就进去吧，这是应许你们的地方。
Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
不要害怕，也不要被啊、也不要惊慌，也不要害怕。
Yet they rather go by their own way and send in some spies.
那他们没有听神的话，去遵循自己想要做的事情，他们就送了一些探子进去。
And God, out of His graciousness, allowed them to send in the spies, one from each tribe.
啊、那神就啊、应许了他们，神就允许他们啊、每一个以色列的十二支派，每一个支派派一个人去。
And the thing was that they came back after they observed the land.
那十二个探子进去之后就回来了。
And there was some good news and some bad news.
那他们带来了一些好消息，也带来了一些坏消息。
Thing was, yes, the place was fabulous. It was just like God says, flowing with milk and honey.
那好消息就是，就跟神应许的是一样的，这是一块非常好的地啊、是牛奶与蜜之地。
But the bad thing was that the people lived there were giants.
那坏消息就是，在那个地方居住的人都是巨人。
And also,The city wall was fortified, meaning that you know, thick and high walls.
那那个地方城邑也坚固宽大。
So that's kind of the problem. What to do next?
那现在的问题是我接下来该怎么办呢？
But we see that in Numbers 13, verse 30, yes, the giants lived there.They have fake wall to protect the city.
那民数记的十三章三十节是说，是那个地方的民强壮，城邑也坚固宽大。
But it tells us that, you know, Caleb silenced the crowd by saying, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it."
那加勒在摩西面前就安抚百姓说。我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
How was it that Caleb was willing or know that they can certainly do it?
那为什么加勒知道他们可以去得那地，而且能够得胜呢？
But the passage go on to tell us from 31 and on is that, well, it was not just Caleb and Joshua, but there were 10 others.
那三十一节之后说不光是加勒，那约书亚也是这样认为的。
But there were 10 others who feel differently.
但是余下的十个探子他们不是这样认为的。
Verse 31 tells that at these 10, this was their report.
那三十一节说，但那些和他们同去的人说，我们不能上去攻击那民。
We can't attack these people, they are much stronger than we are.
我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
And these people were of great size.
他们都是很高的巨人。
And we seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them.
那我们自己看自己就像蚱蜢一样，他们看我们也是像蚱蜢一样。
The thing is, with these two contrasting in reports.The people, their heart sank.
那听到两种不一样的意见，那以色列人听了以后，他们的心就沉到底了。
It goes on in Numbers chapter 14. It talks about this was the response from the Israel people of Israel.
那十四节就讲了当时以色列人他们的那个回应。
They started raising their voice and they wept out loud.
那他们就全会众就大声的喧嚷，然后百姓就都哭嚎。
And they grumble against Moses. Why did you bring us to this place?
那他们就向摩西发怨言说，为什么你们把我们带到这个地方来？
This seems to be a common occurrence with the Israelites.
好像这种事情经常在以色列会众当中发生。
Anytime they have a problem, is always dying. We are going to die.
每当有这种困难的事情发生的时候，他们都说：“哎呀，我们要死了，我们要死了。”
Sounds like some people we know, maybe. I don't know.
听上去有点像我们认识的一些人。
So they said, if we would only have died, would have been better.
那他们就说：“那我们不是我们如果死在埃及，不是更好吗？”
Why did you bring us here to this place, and now we have to fight these giants?
为什么把我们领到这个地呢？
And now maybe even our wives and our children will be taken by them.
那我们的妻子和孩子必被掳掠。
Would have been better if we stay in Egypt.
那我们回埃及去岂不更好吗？
So they would rot, and then they even suggest that let's find a new leader to bring us or take us back to Egypt.
那他们又提出一个建议说，我们不如立一个新的首领回埃及去吧。
But the thing was that all of a sudden they forgot how horrible their life were when they were back in Egypt.
那其实他们是忘记了在埃及的时候他们过的日子是那么的苦。
And we all remember what happened.
我们都记得发生了什么。
Because of their disobedience toward God, God punished them to wander in the desert for 40 years.
就是因为他们因着景象不顺服，所以神让他们在旷野中流浪四十年。
No one at the age of 20 and older will enter the promised land.
那没有二十岁以上的人可以进入到应许之地。
Every one of them will die in the desert.
那每一个人他们都会在这个旷野当中死去。
Except for Caleb and Joshua.
那除了加勒和约书亚。
And this kind of brings us to our passage this morning in Numbers 14.
那这些故事刚好就把我们带回到我们今天早晨一开始分享的民数记十四章二十四节。
It talks about this, think of this as God's commentary about Caleb.
那这个就是神对他的仆人加勒的一个看法。
He said that,My servant Caleb has a different spirit.
那神说，唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心智。
How was it different?
那他的心智为什么和别人不一样呢？
Obviously, it was different compared to the other ten spies.
那他的心智和另外十个探子的心智是不一样的。
But before we look at how Caleb was different from the others,Let's look at what might some of the things that they were actually the same.
那在我们看一下加勒和其他另外十个人不一样的心智之前，看一看他们中间有什么是一样的。
First of all, Caleb was born in Egypt as a slave, just like everyone else.
那第一点就是加勒他出生在埃及是作为奴隶的，那其他人和他也是一样，都是作为奴隶在埃及的。
Also, he saw the miracles that God used to deliver them out of Egypt.
那他也看到了神施行神迹，让法老最后使法老让他们离开。
The others saw the same thing.
那其他人看到的是一样的事情。
He saw the Red Sea parted, and for Israelites to walk through on dry land.
那他也看到神把红海分开，他们以色列人可以在干地上通过红海。
And also while they were in Egypt, just like everyone else, Caleb longed for deliverance from God of their misery.
那在埃及他也加勒也和其他人一样，他们在埃及受苦待，他也希望是得到神的拯救。
And just like the other spies, that He actually had the same report with everyone else.
那也和其他十个探子一样，他们拿到了这个对这个土地的勘探报告也是一样的。
The land was good, flowing with milk and honey.
那这片应许之地是非常好的，是牛奶与蜜之地。
Powerful and giants lived in that city, in those cities.
那强壮的巨人在那个城市里面生活。
The city was fortified with thick and high walls.
那这个城市它是城墙坚固，都是有很高的城墙在那里。
So all these things were exactly the same with the other 10 spies.
那这些事情和其他另外十个探子看到的都是一样的。
But the interesting thing was that even though with all of these things being exactly the same, and they saw the same condition, yet they came back with totally opposite conclusions.
那虽然他们看到的情况都是一样的，是很有趣的事，但是他们得出的结论是截然相反的。
How could that be?
那是为什么呢？
Just like it says here, that Caleb as well as Joshua had a different spirit.
那就像十四章中提到的加勒和约书亚一样，他们另有一个心智。
And how was that possible?
那这是怎么可能呢？
Because both Joshua and Caleb saw things through the eyes of faith rather than with their physical eyes.
那约书亚和加勒他们看事情是从信心的角度去看，而不是眼见的。
Just like the Bible reminds us that as believers we are to live by faith, not by sight.
那就像圣经里面讲的，作为信徒，我们是看用信心去看事情，而不是凭眼见。
So for Caleb and Joshua, they saw no reason to delay the pursuit of the promised land.
那就像加勒和约书亚一样，他们觉得不应该单言，应该马上去夺得那地。
Two men by faith trusted God, and based on their trust, they saw that the promised land were theirs to take.
那约书亚和加勒他们凭着信心，他们就觉得要赶快去攻这地。
Ten men trusted themselves and knew that they could not defeat the Canaanites.
那另外十个探子他们是不凭信心，而是凭自己的眼见，他们觉得不能去。
I want to point out that actually both reports were true.
那我想指出来的是，他们两边说的都是事实。
Two men trusted God, decide that they should go ahead.
那这两个人他们信神，他们把信心放在神的身上，他们觉得应该去。
Ten men trusted themselves, recognized they could not do it.
那另外十个人他们信自己眼见的，所以说他们决定不能去。
Two men decided that they were willing to let God use them.
那另外两个人他们盼望神能够使用他们。
Ten men opposed God's will, as a result, hinder the others.
那另外十个人他们是违背神的心意，他们是阻挡其他人去攻这地。
Two men rejoice in what God promised to give them.
那这两个人非常的满心的感激，觉得要跟从神的要跟从神的旨意。
Ten men complained and therefore deny God.
那另外十个人他们是抱怨，所以他们违背了神的心意。
Unfortunately, most of the other people listened to the ten rather than Caleb and Joshua.
那很不幸的是，以色列的会众他们愿意听从这十个人的建议，而不是听从那两个人的建议。
As a result, in the book of Numbers 14, verse 10.
那结果就是在民数记的十四章十节
that the whole assembly decided that hey, let's stone and kill these two people.
那但全会众说拿石头打死他们二人。
That's what happened. They would rather.
那这个就是他们想要做的事情，以色列会众想要做的事情。
So they would rather trust men than trust God.
他们宁愿信人也不信神。
They think that the ten must be right, not so with the two.
他们觉得十个人讲的是正确的，两个人讲的是不正确的。
There was a university that kind of conducted a social experiment.
那有一个大学里面他们做了一个试验。
What they did was basically have a group of 10 students.
那他们选了十个学生。
And pretty simple instructions.
非常简单给他们的一些指令。
When the teachers point to the line that is longest, then they are supposed to raise their hand.
那老师跟他们讲说，如果他指到了最长的那条线，就请他们举手。
Pretty simple, right?
非常简单。
But the thing was that 9 of the 10 actually got special instructions.
那十个人中间的九个人给了特别的指令。
Is that these 9 were told that instead of raising your hand on the when the longest line was selected, you raise your hand on the second longest line.
那给这个九个人的特别的指令就是说，不是最长的那条线给你指出来说举手，而是第二个最长的线指出来的时候再举手。
So when the instructor pointed to the second longest line, 9 of the students raised their hand.
那当老师指出第二最长的这条线的时候，九个学生举了手。
That one student was like, "What is going on here?"
其中另外那一个学生没有举手的学生说，到底发生什么事情呢
？I mean, am I going blind or something? How come things differently than what I see?
那这个学生说，怎么搞的？我的眼睛和他们看的不一样吗？怎么这么奇怪？
What's interesting result was that 75% of the students finally gave in, also raised his or her hand when the second longest line was pointed out.
那有意思的是，75%的学生他们最后就屈从了，他们就是举手的时候是第二最长的这条线指出来的时候。
So what is the point here?
那这个地方的关键点在什么地方呢？
Isn't it just like us too? So often we are pressured into kind of going along with the crowd.
那我们是不是大部分的情况下，我们也会屈从绝大部分人的选项呢？
And especially nowadays, we see that if we want to, as believers, nowadays, the Christian values and ideas are not necessarily very popular.
那在现今的世界当中呢，那尤其是我们信徒当中，有一些的真理的宣讲并不是那么的流行。
So often, we seems like it's the minority.
有的时候我们其实是少数的。
But one spiritual truth I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
那有一个属灵的真理，我是想鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
When God, with God on our side, we become the majority.
那神与我们在一边的时候，我们就是绝大多数。
Because the Bible tells us that when God is with us, who can be against us?
那圣经上告诉我们，当神与我们在一起的时候，谁能抵挡呢？
So encourage brothers and sisters, make a stand for God.
那我就鼓励弟兄姐妹要和神站在一起。
Also, the thing was that just like we pointed out earlier, Caleb was no fool.
那我们刚才也提出来了，加勒他其实不是一个傻瓜。
He saw the giants. He saw the thick wall.
那他也看到那城居住的那些人都是巨人，那个城墙也很高大。
But he goes on just like in verse, Numbers 13:30, we talked about earlier, that let us go at once and possess this land.
那就像在13:30说，加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
So how was he able to do that?
那他怎么能够做到呢？
Earlier we talked about that because he had a different spirit.
那刚才我们也提到了，神说他有另外一个心智。
Because he was able to see things through the eyes of faith rather than with his physical eyes.
那他可以看事情是从信心的角度去看，而不是凭眼见。
He recognized that because of God's promises, he knew that the land would theirs to take.
那他也知道，因为神有应许在那个地方，这个就是他们要得的地。
And that's why in Numbers 14:8-9.
那就在民数记的十四章八节。
Yeah, 8 and 9, it says that their possession, their protection is gone. Why? Because the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them.
那民数记的十四章八章九节说，因为他们是我们的食物，并且因避他们的已经离开他们。有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
So he recognized that God was with them, God would help them to take the land.
那他也知道神是与他们同在的，神是要他们去得这个地为业。
And that's why also in the book of James chapter 1:5-8 remind us that when we come before God, we must believe and not doubt.
那在雅各书的一章五到八节说，我们要凭着信心，一点也不疑惑。
Especially verse 6, it says that when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind.
那第六节说，只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动，翻腾。
And verse 7 goes on to say that that man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord.
第七节说，这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。
So we can see that indeed Caleb had a different spirit.
那事实上是的，加勒他有一个另一个不一样的心智。
A spirit of faith and hope.
那他的心智就是是充满着盼望的，是充满着对神的信心的。
And because of that, leads to obedience.
那因为这个就引到了顺服神。
Brothers and sisters, we can see why Caleb was willing to go.
那弟兄姐妹们，我们可以看到为什么加勒决定要去呢？
Because he had faith in God, because of God's promises, that he had hope in God.
那就是因为他对神有信心，他信神的应许，那他也是顺服神。
And because of that, he was willing to go ahead in spite of the problems that he in front of him.
正是因为这些原因，就是即便是有这些的困难，他还是愿意去。
And in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, talks about that without faith, it is impossible to please God.
希伯来书十一章六节说，人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
And at the same time, without faith, it is impossible to obey God.
那也是同样的，人非有信，我们就不能够顺服神。
Especially when we face all kinds of difficulties in our lives.
特别是当我们面对人生当中各样困境的时候。
How do you deal or how do you face these difficulties?
那我们如何面对这些困难呢？
Are you trying to solve your problems on your own?
那我们是靠着自己解决这些困难吗？
Just like the ten men, that's what they were looking at. We cannot defeat these giants.
就像那十个探子一样，他们所看到的，他们是不能够攻克这城的。
But Caleb and Joshua saw that God was with them. With God's help, they can take the city.
那加勒和约书亚他们看到神是与他们同在的，有了神的帮助，他们可以攻克那地。
The Bible tells us that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
那圣经上告诉我们，过去、现在、将来，神都是那一位神。
So, brothers and sisters, how shall we face the giants in our life?
那弟兄姐妹们，我们如何面对我们所面对在生活当中的那些巨人呢？
Would you trust God to fight for you and deliver you?
那我们信神，神会帮助我们，神会解救我们，救赎我们。
Or would you shrink back and turn away from God?
那我们还是退缩了，从神面前离开。
God has given us this example of the person Caleb.
那神给了我们迦勒这一个榜样。
In spite of all these difficulties, in spite of seemingly all the opposition, even from everyone else.
那看到迦勒所面对的这些的困难，还有别人给他的这些的压力。
But God described him as a person who would follow God. Wholeheartedly.
那神描述迦勒他是一个专一跟从神的人。
Some translation uses the description fully, completely, passionately.
那其他的经文上说他是全心全意的，充满了信心的跟从神。
For Caleb, his dedication was to God and God only.
那对迦勒来说，他是全心的对神委身的。
If when God said go to him, there was not a hint of doubt for him to go.
那神跟他讲让他去的时候，那他一点疑惑也没有，就是要去。
And the thing was that because of everyone else's disobedience to God.
那是因为其他人对神都是没有委身的，对神没有信任的。
He along with Joshua had to walk through or wander in the desert for the next 40 years.
那他们在旷野里面走了40年。
Not for his own doubt, not because of his own doubt, but rather it was everyone else's choice.
那不是因为他不是因为迦勒他有疑惑，而是因为其他的以色列的会众，他们对神有疑惑。
We kind of fast forward to at the end or after the 40 years were over.
那我们快速的进到那个40年之后，他们从这个旷野之中出来的时候。
Caleb, now Joshua is the new leader of the Israelites.
那约书亚是以色列人的新领袖。
Caleb came before Joshua.
那迦勒就来到约书亚面前。
And that's the passage in Joshua chapter 14.
那相关的经节在约书亚记十四章。
We'll kind of wrap up this morning with this passage here.
那我们一起来看这些经节。
What happened?
那发生了什么呢？
Just as I said, Joshua and Caleb have to wander in the desert for 40 years, just like everyone else.
那约书亚和迦勒就像其他的以色列人一样，他们都在旷野中走了40年。
And this passage, if you look through this, is that in verse 7, it said that Caleb, he was 40 years old at that time.
那从第七节中我们看到当时的时候迦勒只有40岁。
Referring to the moment he was sent as a spy.
那就是当时他被送去做探子的时候，那一年他40岁。
And that he emphasized once again, I reported, you know, what I saw based on my own conviction.
那他又强调了一下，当时我正40岁，我按着心意回报他。
But not everyone else, not the other 10.
那其他十个人不是这样子的。
And because of their report, everyone, their hearts melt with fear.
那正是因为其他十个人回报的，所以以色列的会众都他们的心都被恐惧战惊给吞没了。
I, however,follow the Lord my God wholeheartedly.
那我和他们不一样，我是专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Caleb did not complain and say, hey, it's all because of these 10 guys, you know, oh, I wandered for 40 years.
那加勒他没有指着鼻子说，说正是因为这十个人的报告让我在旷野当中走了四十年。
But the thing was that, what do you think Caleb would ask for at this time?
那我们想一想，加勒在这个时候他会跟约书亚要求什么呢？
Let's actually jump to verse 10, or the end of verse 10. By this time when he talked to Joshua, he was 85 years old.
那在第十节说到，当他跟约书亚说这话的时候，他已经85岁了。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你。
What would your plan be when you turn 85?
那你当你到85岁的时候，你还有什么人生计划吗？
You probably hope that, okay, hopefully I'll retire by then and maybe, you know, or taking care of my grandchildren or somewhere or something, right?
那我可能就是，哎呀，已经85岁，可能我已经退休好多年了，正在忙着帮忙照顾孙子孙女吧。
But look at what Caleb asked Joshua to do.
那我们看看加勒对约书亚提了一些什么要求呢？
He said that I feel just as strong as I was 40 years ago.
他说，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那一天一样。
I want to go and fight these giants.
无论是征战是出入我的力量，那是如何，现在还是如何。
I want to go in and take the land God has promised me.
我想进去就是得得耶和华应许的这山地给我。
As a result, God gave him the land and also to his descendants.
那神应许要把这地给他，还有他的后裔。
That's someone who followed God wholeheartedly.
这个就是专一跟从神的人。
May he be an example to each and every one of us.
让他做我们你和我的榜样。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, our hearts are filled with joy.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们的心里充满了喜乐。
Because we know that you are a trustworthy and faithful God.
神啊，你是值得我们信任的神，主啊，你是从
Each and every one of your promises will be fulfilled.
你的每一个应许都会被实现。
Even though the ones that we cannot see at this moment.
也许你的应许我们现在看不到。
But we know that just as you have fulfilled all your promises in the past, you will fulfill.All of your promises in the future.
就像过去你实现你的每一个应许一样，将来你也会实现你的应许。
And Lord, we recognize also and admit before you that at times, at moments, our faith are weak.
神啊，我们也是承认有的时候真的我们的信心不够。
But we pray that just as you have given us the example of Caleb.
那我们也感谢你给了我们加勒这个信心的榜样。
That we might learn from him to follow you wholeheartedly.
我们就能够像他一样跟从他的脚步，专心的跟从神。
Because that's the only way to please you.
这是唯一能够讨你喜悦的方法。
And we ask that you would continue to sustain us, continue to help us.
求你继续的保守我们，继续的帮助我们。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.